listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Second quarter at the Palace. Pistons up 37-31 over the Cavs, minus Kyrie Irving tonight, not playing for Cleveland. I hear you're not liking it too much there, huh? Young dookie fella.
Hey, Cleveland could lose another guy. That's what the people are talking about.
What's not to like? You got the throwback unis. You got Danny Gilbert, our guy, Michigan State's very own. He's your owner. Come on, you got people. You got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You got the Riverfront. There's a lot of goodness going on there in Cleveland. Cavs trailing the Pistons, 37-31. 6:55 to play in the second. Full sports wrap coming up right around 8:30. Okay, hey, you know what? We haven't even bothered with James Ihedibo. I mean, James Ihedibo is now a Lion. Two-year deal, of course, the Ravens safety. He had three tackles against the Lions in Week 15. He played against the Lions. Not like you don't know James Ihedibo. James Ihedibo is here, Rob, and I think you should embrace James Ihedibo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me go get my Ihedibo jersey.
Is that already out? Do they have a Ihedibo? Look, you got. All right, let's get to Ray, and then we're going to talk about the other side of this coin, which is backup quarterback is now available since Sean Hill has signed with the Rams. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, fellas. I just want to talk about how you can fix a quarterback.
You can, Ray. All right, let me hear you.
Okay. But I was always coached, like, back in college, high school, and actually in arena ball, you have to also get your receivers on the same page, too. There's a thing, and like what we were taught, actually what I always witness as the quarterback's coach teaches that quarterback, okay, your accuracy is that window that the receiver is in. And when that window is shut, he needs to go to that other window that the receiver is going through. And you, if you can make your a quarterback make that a decision to go to that window, and you can make any receiver a superstar or at least a productive receiver.
But, Ray, doesn't it still come down to, and I hear you, I think that's wonderful advice, especially for a young QB. Isn't it still down to the idea that eyeball has to be in concert with hand, in concert with elbow, then finally throwing it through some sort of physics till it gets to that point where the receiver is then on the same page with you?
Well, yeah, it's also called working with your receiver, staying after practice, get the repetition in.
But I don't think the workload was ever an issue. I think Matt Stafford's a hard worker.
And they've done that. I can't believe, I mean, he's missed so many guys and left so many points on the field. I'm sure they've worked with it, and Calvin has saved them so many times making spectacular catches, right? So
because he only was throwing to Calvin Johnson. I've been to a couple of games last year. Most of his receivers never got that separation. The only window he had was the Calvin window.
I think that's pretty accurate, though. I think that's true. I think that the Chris Durhams and the Nate Burleson, when he came back, they haven't had very good secondary.
That all sounds nice. Well, what was the story in Georgia? So nobody got free in the window in Georgia.
His one good receiver. He never had secondary receivers.
Okay, but that's
Georgia.
Always been his rap. It's still about his accuracy. This is not new.
What's his ass? Wasn't it AJ Green? Wasn't that his receiver at Georgia? But it's only AJ Green. It's only one of the better.
Yeah, know. I'm just talking about Mark. This has always been a knock on him. And where I hear you, I just don't believe you can teach accuracy. I don't believe it. I don't think you can teach people
it's
a hit.
More than the accuracy, it's coaching and making the right throw to the right a receiver at the right time.
I got you on that. I don't disagree. I will believe it when I see it, when he becomes an accurate passer. All right, bud.
All right. Well, have a great show, guys, and I'll see you soon.
Thank all right, Ray. Appreciate it. 248-848, 1130.
There's good points there. I do think that. I think there's something there. Here's what my problem is. Look, Sean Hill leaves today. Signs with the Rams, one-year deal. He lives in Missouri. He's going to play for Jeff Fisher. Good. Goodbye.
What do you mean? What did he do wrong?
Wait a second. I'll tell you in a second.
He got money.
And everybody, they tell you forever, Sean Hill might be the best backup in the NFL. I kept hearing that for the last 3 years. There's only one problem with that. He hasn't played in the last 3 years. That's how durable Stafford has been since that 2010 season.
Well, he had a couple of injuries early, and everybody thought he was going to be a China doll. Right. No, I mean, that's
Sean Hill has thrown 16 passes in 3 years. I think he's completed 12 of them, which is a pretty good number. But still, he hasn't played.
It's a lot of money to him. Very nice deal
for
him.
Well, the 2010 Sean Hill was 31. Now this one is going to be 35. So it's time to upgrade that position because the guy hasn't played.
So who do you want? I mean, really?
Well, but here's my thing. Rob, you tell me. Look, Rob, you're a smart guy. You've been around the NFL a long time. You've covered a lot of games. Tell me the last coach that came in on what is now a veteran quarterback who has set every team record and said, I got to fix this guy. Give me a guy. Name one.
Mark, I hear you, but the only problem is all of those numbers by Stafford
Rex Grossman,
are all empty. They're all empty. They're hollow.
All right, forget the stats.
They're hollow. You know
why?
He's
a veteran quarterback.
He hasn't beaten anybody, and you know what he's done? He led the league last year. Ball's batted down the line of scrimmage. I can go on and on and on. You can tell me all these empty numbers.
Then why is
they
he?
Were six
get
and,
rid of
they
them.
They were 6-3, and
then
you know
get
what?
Rid of
he
them.
Could even beat Tampa Bay and the Giants.
What's his record against teams over 500 in his
what
career?
What is it, EP? It's like 2-25 or something.
Is that the one? And it would have been 3, but Dallas finished 500, so right. They didn't get over 500?
He's beaten two teams over 500 in his career, Mark.
Then why keep him? I understand.
Hello, Rod Maloney.
Forget the money.
No,
part.
It's not forget the money. That's
no,
the,
I'm not saying get rid of him. Because I get why you have to keep him. But you know what you could do? You could bench him and bring in Sean Hill.
All right.
So you're saying, all right, that's stupid.
It's not going to happen.
But you're not winning anything.
It's not going to happen,
though. Look, you just spent 2 years, horrifying years for the Lions.
I totally agree. I think they couldn't be.
Horrifying. Mark, you had the tank in 2012.
Right,
and
they lost their last
folded.
Eight. They lost their last eight, and last year was even worse. You remember everybody after they got 6-3? Oh, they're going to run the table. Oh, look at the schedule. They got Tampa Bay. They got the Giants. I heard everybody and their uncle. And you know what? I picked 7-9 before the season.
On the screen, I don't think it's 1-2. I think it's 1-2.
No, I think it's 2.
It's 1-23?
Did you look it up? Okay. 1-23.
I could have sworn he beat 2 teams.
But maybe one of those games.
2!
Maybe it's one of those games that somebody finished 500.
Finished at 8-8. And they didn't get to the. We thought they did, but they didn't.
What is but, so way, what did he say? It's EP says what? 1-what?
1-23.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It's not like we don't know. We did the whole season on podcast. If you want to go back and see how we handled the 7-9 fine campaign, the last year of Jim Schwartz's reign of error, you can go back and listen to it. So I don't think, oh, these guys just got back on and they're going to criticize the Lions. No, we were doing the podcast thing all season last year. From August, it started from game one. We watched it happen. And I'm telling you, and I know the reaction has been brutal since, but now with Jim Caldwell here, and now you're tinkering with the quarterback, you don't have a backup. And what do we always say about the NFL?
You're only as good as your backup quarterback.
Half the quarterbacks last year went down. Half. 16 teams had to refill positions at that spot. Mark Sanchez is gone from the Jets because he's not good enough to even be a backup to Geno Smith.
I just think they also don't want him there.
Well, that may be too.
You know what I mean? Just because of the situation.
I get that. And Rex Ryan says he loves him. I love Mark Sanchez. But
I love him so much, but I got to get rid of him. Right.
It's the Alan. It's not about liking a guy, right? We always say that
about
Alan.
Never about liking.
We all like Alan Trammell. When you lose 300 games in 3 years, it's time to go.
Time to go. Doesn't matter who you are.
All right. So it is 2.
Now what?
Come on, man. 2-27.
I knew we had the 2 somewhere.
You're probably looking at, well, let's see. This is from 2009. No.
So you found it? Right.
So is that right? Can we report to the people that it is officially 2-27?
Okay, I knew it was 2 wins, I thought it, but maybe I thought one of them got taken away or something.
No, we were right originally. It was 2 wins. He's got 2 dang wins against teams over 500. This is your starting quarterback you're paying billions of dollars to. You just re-upped. You gave him $17 million back on March 1st. He got $17 million. Here, we need to fix you. You're no good, but we're going to give you $17 million only in the NFL.
It's mind-boggling. All right, 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
And I got to tell you this, Rob. Matt Stafford is the first time he's ever gotten my dander going.
Is that what that is over there, the white stuff on your shoulder?
That'd be dandruff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
this is my dander.